takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Welcome to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Yay!
We got some fun stuff to talk about today, right?
Oh yeah.
You want to start, Rye?
No, you start.
I'll start with a story I have about a diver. Okay. For our pool, we had a leak, and we were losing water like probably about a half an inch to an inch a day. So I called a couple pool places and asked them what we could do, like to patch it up or, if there's a way to seal it up. I wasn't quite sure. And the first place I called, they had said, oh, all right, well, you know, you have to hire a diver. I'm like, a diver just to get in the pool? Like, can't somebody just like, you know, go to the bottom and just like feel their hands around it? And they're like, no, you need a diver. I'm like, okay, I'll call you back. So I called another place. And they said the same thing. You need a diver. I'm like, we're not trying to raise the Titanic in the pool. Like, we're just trying to get a seat, you know, seal a hole up. So they said, okay, all right, well, how about, like, you know, we'll come on a Saturday and, we'll take your phone number and we'll have the diver call you, the diving company call you and set it up. I'm like, all right, no problem. About a week goes by, I didn't hear anything. I'm like, I'm still filling up the pool at night, trying to get the water line back up. Because if it falls below the skimmer, I think you burn out the pumps and stuff. So whatever, I didn't hear anything. And there's a knock on the door. I open the door, and there's this guy standing there, and he looks like Neil Young. He's just wearing shorts, got real long hair, and I don't know, maybe he was in his mid-50s.
Did he have a scuba mask on?
No, just a regular guy. He's.
It was first thing in the morning.
It was first thing in the morning.
Everybody's still in their pajamas.
Yeah, it's Saturday. I open the door, and he's like, open the door, and this guy says, I'm here to go in your pool. I'm like, who are you? Like, my neighbor? So he's like, oh, no, I'm the diver. They didn't call you? I'm like, no, nobody called me. I happened to actually be out trying to vacuum the pool because there was some dirt on the bottom of it, and I figured that eventually when the diving company does call me, I'd have to have it all cleaned out.
I have a silly question.
Go ahead.
These divers, since it's a diver company, are they cross-trained to examine pools?
They are.
Like, okay.
They're specifically, like, you hire these people specifically to, like, find a hole in the liner or whatever and seal it up. So I'm like, I guess we'll just roll with it. I mean, the company never called or whatever, so I bring the guy outside and I say, look, I don't think that you can actually do what you need to do because I got dirt on the bottom. And he's like, no, actually, I'm glad that you didn't clean it up because it's fine. And you might actually do more damage. I'm like, okay. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to go get my tanks and I'm going to go in. He's like, you got a place I can change? Can I change in your shed by the pool? Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, well, you really can't because it's full, whatever. No problem. There's a bush. And he starts getting undressed. I'm like, in the backyard? I'm like, right, you know, I'm going to go in the house while you do that. Like, and so next thing I know, he's in the pool, and he's got his tank on, and like, you know, his little bubbles and stuff coming up. I'm like, if something happens to this guy, like, I can't save him. I can't swim.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, he was in there for about, I don't know, 20 minutes, maybe a half hour. And when he started coming out, I saw him from the window, so I went back outside, and he had applied some kind of a epoxy sealing. It was weird. It's like this, like, tube that squirts out this epoxy, and then, like, I guess he put it along the lines of where the cracks were in the liner and sealed it up, and it just, like, cemented dry or whatever. And he said that probably the ripples in the lining where they creased, that's where the water was getting through, and it was probably because I was vacuuming, and when I was vacuuming, I was probably going a little too hard, and I was actually breaking
the seal.
And the dirt that was on either side of the ripple was kind of like pushing it together and allowing less water to leave. So it was actually a good thing that there was some dirt down there. But yeah, that was it. So we had a diver in the pool and now there's no issues. And yeah, so that was a weird thing. You know, somebody knocks on your door. And, like, I think I just got the bill for it. Like, it, mm-hmm. it happened, like, a month and a half ago. And so this diving company, like, they need to get their stuff together. But I was thinking, you know, like, we could save some money if I could stick Alicia down there with a garden hose. Like, you know, she could snorkel. And
I just think it's funny. I never would have thought if I ever got certified to be a diver that I could do that for a living and dive in people's pools. And
this guy does it, like, on Saturday mornings. He goes around, makes a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kind
of
cool.
Yeah, I never heard of that. When somebody told me diver, I almost, like, spit my water out. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Todd, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Another strange thing happened to me recently. I have a picture of Pope John Paul II in my office. A guy I work with, I guess about a year and a half ago, he went home to visit his mother in Texas, and she gave him a box of stuff to take home. And he brought it into work, and one thing was a picture of Pope John Paul II. So he comes down into my office, and he puts the picture right in my windowsill, and then just starts to walk away. And I'm like, "Well, what are you doing? Why are you sticking a picture of the Pope in my office?" And he said, "Well, you're like the most holy one here, so there you go." And
then he confused holy with religious.
Yeah, so like I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I just, whatever, thought that was very strange, and I just left it. And I guess, I don't know, a couple months later, I realized that, like, people come in and out of my office all the time, and they see the picture of the Pope. Like, they must, you know, like, I don't know, it just seems a little strange to me. Like, you know.
Well, this guy really loves the Pope. Yeah.
I guess so. That's not that it's bad or anything. It's just a little strange. Like, I don't know, if I were to put a religious symbol or picture or something in my office, it would probably be like, you know, a crucifix or something. I don't know. Pope John, it's actually a painting of Pope John Paul II. it was just a little weird, right? So,
yeah, I agree.
And it's been there for, I don't know, about a year and a half, and just this past Monday, I'm working, blah, 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 and I look to the right, and there's a light. Like, Pope John Paul, if you can imagine, he's holding a staff, and at the end of the staff is a crucifix. So I look to the right at the window, and I see that there's a shining light on the crucifix. And it's just on, like, the staff and crucifix, and it goes off the painting, off the picture, like, onto the wall.
Wow.
And it's like...
Cool.
It was so cool. Like, I'm like, that's it. I had to go get the other coworkers of mine, and I'm like, you guys have to come in here and see this. And then my boss was like, don't tell anybody, because then we're going to have people coming in to your office like a pilgrimage.
So you're going to put it on the Imaginary Radio Show.
He said the people that see holy images and toast are going to be coming on our front lawn and stuff. I'm like, he's like, I guarantee, I said, but what, you know, like, this is really strange. He's like, I'm telling you, it's just the way the sun is hitting. Tomorrow at like 9:01, you're gonna see that. it's gonna be on the same area, whatever. I'm like, but it was like so isolated, just on the cross that Pope John Paul II was holding. It was like just on the cross. So I'm like, okay, no problem. The next day comes, there's no shining sun on him. I called him in, and I'm like, excuse me, there's no light on the Pope today.
A cloud went by.
And he said, well, you know, it's not really that sunny today. I'm like, okay. All right, so then it was Wednesday. And again, I'm like, I just want to let you know. He's like, no, what did it? Wasn't it in the afternoon? I'm like, no, it was in the morning. Like, I have a little calendar, a little pop-up calendar, which Alicia called a pop-up calendar, because I put a little time on it. I'm like, come up at 9 o'clock on my computer screen to remind me. So this message pops up. It says Pope. And then I know to look to the right at the window to see if the Pope is on. And wasn't on. So got all the way to Friday, nothing. So I just thought that was kind of weird. Like, you know, just shining on just that one day, just that one isolated.
What time is it?
It was like 9 o'clock or 8:30 or something. I don't know. And you think I would have noticed that though for the year and a half. I mean, is this the only time I looked at the Pope at 8:30 in the morning?
It's Pope time.
Well, it would be,
I guess, just, so.
It just, you know, it gets darker and darker as the year goes on, but
year and a half passed, and like I've never seen the sun shine in that way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I saw it shine like a sliver of sun, you know, on his hand or off the painting. Like, I've never seen the sliver of sun like that. Just kind of odd.
So when? What day is Pope Day next year?
Monday.
Not a Monday. What day of the month?
I don't remember. It was this past Monday, whatever the calendar
this
is.
This past Monday?
Yeah. August 13th, Pope Monday.
Pope Monday. Speaking of religious stories, since you're on one, when I was a little kid and I was living in my grandma's house, now I live in the smaller house that's on my parents' property, but I must have been, I think, only about 10 years old, and I woke up in the middle of the night because I had to go to the bathroom, and as soon as you opened up the door to the bedroom, there was a staircase right here. And then there was a little alcove here that had a statue of the Blessed Mother on it. And then right next to that was the door to the bathroom. So anyway, I'm a little kid. I'm already like kind of creeped out because it's really, I don't know. All I know is it's really dark. Nobody's up. Everybody's asleep. And I'm like peeking around the hallway, you know, and I swear I looked at that statue and it turned its head and looked at me. I freaked out and I jumped back in my bed and I told my parents in the morning, and my dad was like, oh, you shouldn't have been afraid of that. It's a good thing, if anything. I was like, I don't know. It's still creepy. I'm not expecting to see statues turning their head and looking at me.
Did you pay your bed?
No.
Do you still have the statue?
Yeah. Still have it.
Bring it over.
It was my grandma's. Oh, but I'll bring it one day, yeah. And it has around its neck is a set of rosary beads that was owned by my grandmother's grandmother.
Oh, whoa.
So, they're really old, and the beads are huge. They're made out of wood. You know, now they make everything small because they have machines to make it all small. Back then, it was probably all hand-carved by some guy.
That's wild.
Yeah. The statue actually fell and the head broke off not too long ago, but the way
why it turns.
The way that it... No, that was just recently. Oh. But the way that it broke, there was actually a metal wire, a thick metal wire running down the center, and the way it cracked, there was no real chippage or anything, so I was able just to get some kind of glue. I forget, it was made for gluing ceramics and stuff back together, and I squished it back together, and you can't even tell, so...
Wow.
But I still got it.
So people on the show have had religious experiences.
Yeah.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
Sherry, did you say you had something you wanted to share with us today?
Oh, sure. We'll see. Mystery tape.
Oh, my
God. You don't know what I had to go through to get those this morning.
Where's the tape thing?
Oh,
you know what I forgot to bring?
Don't look at the labels.
I forgot to bring the tapes that you gave me that one time.
I could probably bring you some mystery tapes. I got to search
English Town this morning, and you've been there a few times, right? You know how they have those big metal bins in the middle of the aisles? Well, you walk closer to it, and sometimes it's right up to your chest. And, of course, these tapes are all the way on the bottom. Like, oh, my God, I got to get those tapes. But I'm now too embarrassed. All these people are walking around. I'm like,
no, I would never be too embarrassed.
I know, but I had to keep on walking because at that point I hovered too long. I'm like, oh, my God, all these people are going to see me.
Mm.
I had to walk all the way back around up through the aisle. So I get back to the bin, and, of course, I'm on the left side, and the tapes are all the way on the bottom on the right. I'm like, oh, come on. So I had to go around and step right in this huge puddle. And I'm like, my foot saturated, like mud all over my sock. But I did. I managed to get down in and grab them and ran.
We're so excited about mystery tape. Like, how sad are we?
I know. We get so excited. And
but two of them I actually bought from somebody at a stand. But two of them I grabbed, and I don't know which ones are which. They're all mystery tapes. So.
Mystery tape time.
That's the Irish Christmas song that Knox did at the singing.
Is it?
Uh-huh. So funny. It's funny, you know what? Because when the Irish music kicked in, I was going to say, oh, it's Knox.
Okay, come on, mystery tape.
Give it away.
I
found out
the hard way. I know, this is,
I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I know. No, I don't.
This is, Gary Moore.
Who?
Gary Moore. He should have gotten sued.
Well.
It's Hello by Lionel.
Really?
Yeah, listen.
I'm just familiar with Gary Moore when he was with Thin Lizzy. I don't know him very well, solo.
Right here. Oh, man. I swear, solo. Listen.
Hey, ruin her tape. He might have hit record on your song.
I would never know.
Tell me how to win your heart, but I haven't got a clue.
Is I right or am I right?
Start by saying,
Gary Moore, how could you?
I love you.
Wow.
Yeah, the first time I heard that, I'm like,
he's dead now, so you don't have to sue
him. Where's
the
lawyer? I don't know how he got away with that.
Wow.
And I thought it was me. Like, I never heard anybody say that, but I mean, that was blatant. When I first heard the song, like, I guess I must have came in at that part, and I thought it was an instrumental version of Hello.
Yeah, it's that close.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, like, dead on.
You know what I want to hear on the next mystery tape?
What?
Like, Adele's latest album. Like, wouldn't that be weird?
Oh, on a tape?
On a tape?
Yeah, you never get a new song on
You'll never get a new song.
Remember when you were a kid and you got your first tape recorder and just recorded your friends laughing and being stupid? That's pretty much this show.
I can't whistle either.
Can you flip your tongue upside down? I haven't done that in years.
Whoa!
Wait.
The hell are you doing?
I have food in my mouth.
It's all going to come flying out.
He's like turning his head trying to help him like understand.
Not upside down?
Uh-huh.
That's the bottom?
Uh-huh.
What?
That's the bottom.
Wait, can I do it?
I can't do that.
Almost, yeah.
I'm not even going to try.
That's the bottom of my tongue.
Well, not weird, but that's
for all the male
unusual
listeners out there, give Sherry a call. 732.
Womp womp. That sounds pretty rocking.
Back to the Imaginary Radio Show. Rockin' Out with Brian Mallory.
Hey, keep going.
Sherry Matthews. Alicia Van Sant. Chuck Boris. Brian O. Rocking with the Imaginary Radio Show Player. So what, was it hard to find these?
Sure. They were in a trash bin.
Really?
Yeah, at Englishtown. Well, it's like those big bins they put in the middle of the aisles that people just throw the stuff they can't sell, like, into this big bin. Oh, it was embarrassing, though. I was just like, ugh.
Never be embarrassed. Tell them you,
I don't do that.
I'm with the Imaginary Radio Show.
Yeah.
And we go,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, are you looking for tapes?
I'm dumpster diving.
They'll immediately know what's up. What's up? Oh, okay, no more questions. I'm geocaching.
In a dumpster.
Took the wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Do another Imaginary Radio Show intro, bro.
Welcome to the Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show Players featuring Brian Mallory.
Hey.
Chuck Boris.
Hello.
Alicia Van Sant. Sherry Matthews.
Hello, baby.
And
ooh, that's the only way I can do that thing with her tongue.
And Brian O. Yeah.
Alright, we'll just do Imaginary Radio Show intro. Next song, ready, Brian?
What, on the next song?
Yeah, I don't know, we're just gonna do some mixtape. Right.
We need a Brian O. Show intro.
Yeah, next one, do Brian O. Show intro.
Okay.
Brian O. Show.
That electric song was pretty funny because it went on like an intro. Like. This is gonna be Brian O. Show.
You don't like it, do you?
Not for Brian O. Show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I could do it.
I don't like that for anything. Maybe a fake news report.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fake weather report.
Yeah, but if it's gonna be a regular thing, why don't we do it over the hello? So hello. Hello, it's the Imaginary Radio Show. We'll get sued.
No, you didn't. Why should we?
Yeah. Right.
We'll go to court. It'll be like a
well,
big
he's
turnaround.
Dead,
so oh, well, you suing me? And then I'll sue him for Lionel Richie. Okay, we'll do it over the hello thing. I want you to sing the way. You better come up with some quick lyrics right now.
Oh, am I singing the melody of hello?
Yes, you're going to sing the melody of hello over it.
Over Gary Moore's version of hello?
Yes.
Which he calls something else.
Still got the blues.
You lost it.
You keep losing it.
I'll find it. Relax. Relax. Come on. Are you serious?
Careful with the equipment.
We lost it. Brian O. Show to hello.
It's the Brian O. Show.
Acapella.
No, I like that better. Sherry's singing it.
No. Mm.
Why?
That was silly. It has to be you. You're the only one on the show.
It's a Brian O. Show.
It's the Brian O. Show, featuring Brian O.
Well, you have to do it to hello.
Hello.
No.
Is it me you're looking for?
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.